position, sitting up straight. Let your head relax. Don't feel any sort of tension in the head. If your face is like tightened, let it relax. If you have like your shoulders sort of hunched up or have some tension in them, let them relax. Have your spine, it shouldn't feel like it's sort of forced into a certain position, but let it sit and relax kind of naturally, feeling comfortable. And your chest, don't let there feel like be any tension in your chest, let that relax. And then don't let your mind sort of be kind of constricted, but allow the mind to relax as well, to be in a calm place. And don't let your mind be too sort of upregulated or uplifted, but let it sort of be kind of calm. And so don't think about things of the past. Don't allow your mind to sort of ruminate on that or think about the future. Even the present, don't allow yourself to be caught up in the thoughts of the present, but just relax. So then don't allow any sort of conventional appearances to arise. Don't engage with those, but instead allow the mind to sort of settle and relax, not engaging with any of those various objects. So then in our mind, just like having sort of refuted or negated all of those conventional appearances, we should just have this sort of vivid clarity, this emptiness, and let's settle in that meditation for a few minutes. So when we do this kind of meditation, there are going to be all kinds of appearances that arise, but we should try not to engage with those, just let them sort of dissipate and remain in that clear, vivid emptiness. So now we'll do the mandala offering.
Yeah.
So I would just like to say good morning to everybody. I hope that you are doing well. And today we will continue a kind of general explanation of background for the ornament for clear realizations. And following that, we'll have a little bit of time for question and answer at the end. So it probably goes without saying, but it's so important to have a good motivation for listening. You all have come from far away to be here to listen to these teachings. And we should all try to have this kind of motivation, thinking that we are going to listen to the Dharma in order to bring about benefit for ourselves and others. And so with that kind of motivation to bring about the benefit of others, we should think, I'm listening to these teachings, a kind of general explanation on the ornament
for clear realizations for that purpose.
So Last time I was discussing the two lineages of teachings that stem from the Buddha. So we have the lineage of vast activities coming from the Buddha, Buddha Shakyamuni, to Maitreya, to Asanga, through various masters, to Haribhadra, like the author of this commentary to the Ornament for Clear Realizations. And then we have the lineage of the profound view, which stems again from the Buddha through Manjushri to Nagarjuna, Aryadeva, Buddhapalita, Chandrakirti, and so forth, all the way up to the present. So these two, the kind of lineage of vast deeds or of extensive activities, teaches those stages of the sort of method side of the path. And the view, the lineage of the view of the profound teaches the kind of stages by which one develops wisdom. So those two are the main lineages. Sometimes we hear about the lineage of practice blessings or of sort of inspired practice. This is not apart from those. The lineages of the vast activities and profound view contain sort of all of the teachings, but sometimes we do speak of sort of within that the lineage of inspired like practice blessings.
Baba Tommy Yong, and Daja to Mashaki to Majawa, Jusu Chembe Yong, Tina, Kumbudu Yong, Chen Daja to Mashaki to Banya deeper, Michi Mashaba Kayana, Samson Tawa Yongola, Mimchi Mewache, Jawa Chamba Hajisha, Jusu Chembe and Hajisha, Dikayana, Samson Tawa Chuina, Dikaresa Suna, Daja to Mashaki to Gokunyang and Tebe Jela, Anigi, Yagana, Dachi Chulu Tonin, Pachi Tuta Tengi Tonin. Lo, anam sibja yemeji, tiba cimbewi, tenju itu nubs. Nuba yembe yendu, ta tiba rula tiba cimbe, tenju zindenye ge, ani kangsa yuncheba. Yuncheba yembe yendu, ta te jela, ani yang juba dema jugo yendu, ani bawa kumbulu juki, jusu cimbe yang la suat tami, jusu cimbe yang ne, zulne, bawa tuame ge, jawa cimba la suat tami, jawa cimba ne, zulne, wo dinde cene, nan juba di chungjore.
So here again we have these lineages of the extensive deeds and the profound view that stem from Shakyamuni Buddha to for the vast activities. It then goes through Maitreya and to Asanga and so forth. And then we have for the profound view a lineage that stems from Shakyamuni to Manjushri, then through Nagarjuna and so forth. And so someone might have the doubt or the question, like, well, why is it that there's not a lineage of humans stemming directly from Buddha Shakyamuni all the way continuously? It seems like there's some sort of cutting of the lineage in that we have these those that appear as like deities, Maitreya and Manjushri, who acted as the sort of carriers of that lineage. And so here, after the passing of the Buddha for about 400 years, the Buddha's teachings declined, particularly those Mahayana teachings. There was a lot of debate about various sort of philosophies and so forth, but the Mahayana teachings went into decline. And so the kind of human lineage of those teachings was cut, but it was restored through, like in the case of Nagarjuna and Asanga, making requests to these deities in order to receive that lineage directly from them. So we have Nagarjuna making requests to Manjushri and thereby receiving that direct lineage, and Asanga making requests to Maitreya and thereby receiving that lineage of the vast activities. And so here we should see that this is really restoring those lineages of the Buddha's Mahayana teachings.
Zawati, Tenjungundo Kindi, Parjig Zawati, Tenjungundo Kisunguri, sema yinpa yana seme shungu nalaya tsawa te kage sungu urasena ani sema namde pandya che che chakwe tsebe sema namde ta tenju mwanto yedi juzi changyo tsebewa yudishe dine ume tsawa te ani su kuchi urasena pandya tawa chakwe tsebe uma chukpa ani duwa ki shung tsawa te su resena lobe yunde yueji tsebe duwa to tsawa ne mwembe shung di tsawa te su resena lobe yinyi ki tsebe ke ने जो जावा वो तो कौन सो जावा ना सीखे चे ने शून्य थे जो ला लोम्ये चे ला जावा थे जो ने जो शून्य जोरे
So here, when it comes to the studies of these texts, in the particularly in the kind of again, for the stages of vast activities, we study the ornament for clear realizations. And this is one of the five major texts that are studied within Gelugpa monasteries. So there are five sort of subject matters, main subject matters that are studied. One studies the perfections, one studies valid cognition, there's the study of the Madhyamaka, or the middle way, the study of Vinaya, or ethics, and the study of Dharma, or sort of higher knowledge. And so for the perfections, the main text that they study, the root text, is Asanga's Ornament for Clear Realizations. And as far as the valid cognition, the study of valid cognition, the primary root text is the Pramanavartika by Dharmakirti, the compendium on valid cognition. As for the study of the Madhyamaka, or the middle way, the main root text is Chandrakirti's Entry to the Middle Way. As for the study of the Vinaya, the ethical discipline, particularly of monastics, they study the root text on the Vinaya by Gunaprabha. And then for the Abhidharma, or higher knowledge, they study Vasubandhu's Compendium of Higher Knowledge, or sorry, Treasury of Higher Knowledge.
Min Changmana Karlegorisana Sherapji Paru Duchime Mengag Tenju Mombra Tobe Kins Oti Ming Yongzola Lavena Tilagore.
So from then these five topics, here we're talking about the perfections and this root text of the Ornament for Clear Realizations. And so the actual full text name, as we saw earlier in Hari Bhadra's commentary, was that this is actually the compendium. I'm sorry, I'm going to just find the. The Ornament for Clear Realizations is not the full title, but rather it is the kind of ornament. So it is the Shastra on the perfection of wisdom called the Ornament for Clear Realizations.
おでじたてなね、コロナ治療な、シェラキパロドチンバスチクチ。あに、メガスがチクチ。でね、ゲテンジュスがチクチ。でね、ゴンドスがチクチ。でね、ゲンスが、たてなのな、なとは。たコランとミンディラコベゲ、あ、けグゼレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレレ 아니 성스키르 제스나 테르와 방게 파라미타 세테르와 오 방게 파라미타 세게티 성스키르나 틸라와 디 가르첸 나바레 세운드기 덴주응도 옌디 시라기 파루 치마 라고베 군세디 덴주응도 옌디 슝시르치기 제바레스 슝시르치티 세운드기 카상나 슈베게 자그 풍부릴라 아니 다자도 마셔줍되게 유미시라지 바로 지침 숨어와 디기 제바 임바 임드기 아니 그 명라 시라지 바로 지침 마서 왔다 그래서라리
So here again, this longer title of the text says that it is a shastra explaining the instructions on the perfection of wisdom texts, and it is called the Ornament for Clear Realizations. So there are like sort of five different parts of this. First, beginning with the use of the word perfection of wisdom, and then we have the it being instructions and it being an ornament and for clear realizations in a shastra. We'll get into it, the individual topics. topics here. But the first, this word of that we put in English as perfection of wisdom, in the Sanskrit it's prajna paramita, and that refers to these texts on the perfection of wisdom. As we have talked about, the Buddha taught the perfection of wisdom at Rajagriha, and so this text here, this ornament for clear realizations, is a commentary on that. So this is why we have perfection of wisdom in the title, is because that is the subject matter on which this is commenting.
ta jada me shede tibe tube zebe ge shung shirji koran kare sana tungi nga shi tang tang teni ma do yo marwa di gomba ni tenjung ndo gela shege mi du kar che ni ta te wa sha na sana ani shung shirji gomba di ge mwe de gomba na ma tra wa che shung shirji ge be du ki od ga che na mi rimba di shu le yo yin be du di gomba sa bo so ni ge gomba so tun ba yin be du wa da gomba din de sa cha wa le ste ba.
So we might have a question about, how is this text a commentary on the perfection of wisdom? As we see, the explicit teachings of the perfection of the wisdom teach on emptiness. But here, this is talking about the kind of hidden meaning of the perfection of wisdom sutras, the sort of stages by which one progresses. And so this is teaching the sort of intention of the perfection of wisdom, not in the sense of what is explicitly taught, but those stages of the path that are taught sort of by implication, or kind of the hidden meaning of the perfection of wisdom. Then we have this term of like the instructions. So this is a text that is the instructions on the perfection of wisdom. In Sanskrit, this is upadesha. In English, we sometimes translate it variously as like the precepts or instructions. And so it is here indicating that independence upon this text, this is going to clarify for us those kinds of implicit teachings of the perfection of wisdom, the various stages of the path that are to be practiced, that are sort of hidden within the perfection of wisdom teachings, here will be made clear in a way that is easy to understand, and thereby it's given this title of instructions, as in it's something that will lead us to facilitate us to be able to understand the meaning.
Ani tenju sige tila sanskrit na shata sedarwa ta shastri sina mindu shata sina wada tiri ta tenju sige wa kyunze nga san tenju ngundo gila tene chujibu yunde ni dang tengri is chujibu yunde ni kende se na duja ge nyomong we trati su mewa su ya ge gyobye chik yunguri is gyobye chik chik kari yunguri is su na ngenro tang korwe jikba le ane gyob tuguri is
And then we have this term that it is also a shastra, or like a treatise on the instructions of the perfection of wisdom, called the Ornament for Clear Realizations. And so here we often use the Sanskrit word shastra, but the implication of this term shastra is that it has the two sort of qualities of protection, in that this teaching allows disciples to remove their kind of afflictions. It protects them from the suffering sufferings of their various afflictions, as well as protecting from the kind of fears of falling into the lower realms by giving instructions on how to practice virtue. One is thereby able to avoid the kinds of sufferings of the lower realms. So in this way, a shastra is something that offers us protection in the form of in these ways.
Ngombar tope kins, tenjunga to kila, ngombar tope kins, mikta tuus. Ni sanskirit kesuna, abisamaya sidawa. Wata dinti tenjunga to kila, abisamam, ngombar tope lagu be kunze karesuna. Ni doye tu, ngombar tope get, jocher chebe kunze ki, ni ngombar tope kins. Doye tu, ngombar tope get, seyong tu ki, ta wane mar deungre, kimbasun, jorwashi, ni yishi chugu se ngomra toko kye se sunam tiri.
So the rest of the title is then the ornament for clear realizations. And here, clear realizations is really referring to those eight subject matters that are the sort of meat of this text. And it is an ornament for, it sort of adorns those eight higher realizations. Again, here we have the eight being the three knowledges, the four applications, and the final resultant Dharmakaya. So those sort of topics are what are the clear realizations.
Ta ten jung ndo ke ta nga ba ti kar le wa sen gen se ta ngom ra to ba gen la ba gen la go ba ti la ta gen se ge di kar se so na sanskrit na na alankara se da ba alankara se o da di che ni gen la go be kyun je kar se na gen ti la re ga shin gi gen chi yo re zebra chi be gen chi yo re Tene sachi ke kenchi yore, ni kawar chebe ken, kendi la nga yore, pe chasha ba yinasa larta.
Nga yinashi?
Aa.
Rangshin?
O, rangshin ke ken.
Ani?
O, tene rangshin ke kenche, zeche ke ken.
Zeche. Sache.
Sache ke ken. Ani kawar chebe ken.
Ti shi ma zo?
Shi yo.
Shi.
O, shi. Oda digi pecha shana, ane rangshin ge se suna, kande se na rangshin kurang michi pana puyina re, pumuyina, ta misu yinbayina mi kurang rangshin ge gune ge pe zebwa nyingjibo yo na ko rangshin ge re yes, rangshin kurang zebwa nyingjibo tinte yo na ko rangshin ge re yes rangshin ge di yoybe kang la, ane zeshi ge ge, ane di genja Kartagiuna, Zeziki Kenja, and it called Taguna, Anjo Tegu Kiltan, Subuchal, Zeziki Tesona, Payaway of Yes, Zeziki, yes. Nesachi again say unto Tarimshing again Tila, Sad Zeziki again the Kane, and a melon number took Stasona, Shevo, the melon and took Stasona, then Jay Melon did Nesachi again was. The melon number took Sion do so sound Ata.
So then the last element of the title is this word ornament. And so here again, just to give you the Sanskrit, the ornament for clear realizations, we say abhisamaya for clear realizations, and then alamkara means the sort of ornament. And so here, when it comes to ornamentations, there are four different ornaments that we could talk about, the sort of natural ornamentation. We can talk about beautifying ornaments, like clarifying ornaments, and then those that are bringing joy. So here, if you have like a man or a woman who's sort of naturally beautiful, we would call that natural ornamentation. They naturally have that kind of beauty. But to make themselves even more beautiful, maybe they put on some kind of ornamentation, some beautifying sort of like jewels, like earrings and necklaces and a headdress or something. And then in order to kind of admire their ornamentation, they pick up a mirror and look in the mirror. That mirror acts as like a clarifying ornament in that it reflects back to you all these beautiful things that you have on. And based upon that, there's the kind of ornamentation of joy. When you feel that sort of joy, that is itself a kind of ornamentation.
다 뺏기는 신 랑신 게디 랑신 게고 수레 라운드 아니 유미시라지 바로 뒤침바디 뺏 랑신 코랑 약보시브로 와스 랑신 게 유미시라지 바로 뒤침바 다자도 마시아게 투베 송베게 유미시라지 바로 뒤침바 랑신 코랑 다 약보시브로 고 랑신 게리스 다 딘제가 랑신 게디를 제지게 게 아니 뭐게 되든주 어다 독스 아 가서 제지게 게디 뭐게 되든주 제요 와스
我不接当退顿住。哦。我不接当退顿住呗，你这话是真假，我就是这回事，这些个。今天个人心简单，这些个的，没弄人心的下沙的数量深度，啊，你没弄人心的下沙的，等于我们多几日。但等于我们多几日，没弄人心的，啥话题难了，马上做人心的，等于我们多几日怕，打算啊。
So, this example then of the four types of ornamentations, how they apply to this text. Well, the sort of natural ornament, the kind of thing that is naturally beautiful, is the perfection of wisdom, those mother perfection of wisdom sutras that the Buddha taught. And so that's what's sort of naturally beautiful. And what ornaments that, what acts as like beautifying ornaments, are the 8 subjects and 70 topics that make up the ornament for clear realization. So those are sort of like the things that are adorning this naturally beautiful perfection of wisdom. And what act as like the mirror to be able to reflect back all of that ornamentation is this shastra, this treatise on the ornament for clear realizations, giving instructions on the perfection of wisdom. And then when we look at this kind of commentary to the text, it is the joy inducing ornamentation. We feel a kind of joy and understanding by looking at those commentaries. So this is the way in which those examples of the four types of beautiful things sort of apply to this text.
Then Sanghye Dan Chenju Senpa Tamjela Cha Cha Bo Lai Yore Di Juju Changgu Gu Sungpa Rewe Sena Oda Juju Changgu Gu Sung Yore Ma Re Da Wana Di Boru Bila Karachi Ne Sanghye Dan Chenju Senpa Tamjela Cha Cha Bo Su Chubo Re Se Sona Ani Gi Pyo Gi Gyabu Tetsu Gi Nga Ani Da Di Du Gi Tisung Tetsu Injiri Pyo Gi Gyabu Tisung Tetsu Gi Lozawa Tetsu La Ani Gyagara Ne Gi Tenju Pa Gyur Yung Du Gi Denyo Sungpa Di Machu Gu Chi Shu Gu Si Ani
ཁྱི ཕྱད མམ དང ཁྱི ཕྱི ཁྱི
ཁྱི ཕྱི ཁྱི 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 ཁྱི
prostrate to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And here, this is not actually part of the text, but this is rather the translator's prostration. And so this is something that was ordered by the Tibetan kings, particularly King Chisong Detsen, that when translators were translating from Sanskrit to Tibetan, that they put the proper sort of prostration at the beginning in order to not mistake what particular basket or what part of the Buddha's teachings it was from. And so when they translated something that was part of the sutras, they would begin with this prostration to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. For those texts that belong to the Abhidharma, or the texts on higher knowledge, they would begin with a prostration to Manjushri. And for those texts that were part of the Vinaya, or dealing with monastic codes of discipline, they would begin with prostrating to the Omniscient One. And so in this way, when someone picks up a text and they read the prostration, they can know what particular basket it belongs to. They're certain that it's part of the Vinaya, or part of the Sutras, or part of the Abhidharma. So this was the kind of system that was created by Tibetan King Trisong Detsen. We can also distinguish between the three baskets based upon the primary subject of discussion. So those that deal primarily with developing meditative stabilization are considered to be part of the sutras. Those that deal primarily with wisdom and higher wisdom are part of the Abhidharma, or those higher wisdom teachings. And those that have ethics as their primary subject matter then fall into the basket of the Vinaya teachings.
And the digi, Jujekuni Shandu, Namsan Topa Karasavere Sasuna, digi, Shirchigi, Doga Deva Yimba Yindugi, Shirchigi Dokoran Karasana, Mun Dire Kasana, Mun Betenu, Sherabi Lava Jujaso, Gentenuri, Tatia Kaina, Doditenu Kunsa, Tikanza, Ting is Yelava Jujaso, Kandina, Sambina, what digi, Shirjig dug, Badug, Mundoji, Jujas or Shava Yamandu, Tilating is your Yamandu, what take any Baditinukum so dubri.
So you might have this kind of like qualm though. Well, if really the primary subject matter of the ornament for clear realizations is the perfection of wisdom, then why is it that this is not considered to be part of the basket of higher knowledge or higher wisdom, in that the primary training would be that of wisdom? Well, here, because again, the ornament for clear realizations is describing the sort of hidden stages, the implicit stages of development of the path, that does deal primarily with meditative stabilization, putting it into the basket of the sutras rather than that of the Abhidharma. Although this kind of like a qualm might arise.
Ne,
So then the homage of the ornament for clear realizations itself begins by paying homage to the three knowledges, the three exalted knowledges. And so this is its own Maitreya or Asanga's actual homage. So it says, I pay homage to the mother of the Buddha and the assembly of Shravakas and Bodhisattvas, who leads those Shravakas who desire peace to peace through a knowledge of the path, or sorry, knowledge of the base, who enables the benefactors of the world to fulfill people's wishes through path knowledge, and who inspires the sages to teach the variety of Dharma in all its aspects. So the text begins by paying homage to these three knowledges, again, the knowledge of all aspects, the path knowledge, and the base knowledge.
That you wala, Kamle Gorson, Kopsha Karge Gorsona, Yala Dorduba, Yala Jebra Sheba, Nitsitu Yala Jebra Sheba, the Sumligre, Walla, Tama, Tandu, Yala Dorduba, Yala Jebra Sheba, Tsitu, Ni Yala Jebra Sheba, Sumligre,
So, and then the text proceeds by giving then a sort of overview, describing in brief the various topics of the text. So those eight primary subjects, there's a kind of overview of those. Then it gets into a more extensive explanation of those, followed by a kind of conclusion. So this is how the body of the text proceeds.
That is what Deva Yoda Yomaris and Yoris. Any Gobati, Jojala Triggery, Maninguti, Gobala Triggery, Gobati, Jojala Triggery, Treva and Yore, Sayo Dilla, Gooding on the Temple.
So here, actually, there's one thing that's left out, and that is expressing, there's a sort of way of proceeding in a traditional text, and this begins with, again, a sort of homage, and then one proceeds to state explicitly the sort of pledge to compose the text. And here, that comes with this verse that says the sort of purpose of composing this ornament is to enable the intelligent to see what the teacher explained in the sutras. And so here, that kind of description of the subject matter of the text that is to come, what is the sort of immediate purpose, the kind of temporary purpose of learning that subject matter, how that leads to a higher, a kind of ultimate purpose, and what are the connections between those? So these are something that is important to point out, because again, one should know, like, it's sort of like a table of contents. In our modern books, and even when we've made sort of modern Tibetan books, they put a table of contents, but that didn't used to be the way that things would proceed. But rather, one would need to know at the beginning of the text, well, what is the subject? What's being described here? And what is that going to give to me? What sort of is the relationship between the subject matter and the particular purpose that it is supposed to achieve? And so understanding the relationship that there is, based upon, in this case, knowing the subject, those eight subjects, one will be able to, based upon that kind of knowledge, lead to the resulting state of omniscience and so forth. So here, to be able to, this verse then is pointing out the kind of relationships between the purpose and the subject matter.
Yala Tortuba, Sayati, Sheraparo Chimani, Mobuji Yanda Shakes, Tangoran Dodos Lavri, Sig Nig Nala, Sheraparo Chimati, Mobuji Yanda Shakes, Sig Nig Tola, Mobuji, Tango Jebutin Aranzu, Tanjumondo Jagan, Shetri. And in Mobuji with Kare Lazona, Ne Tambotilla, Namji, Dine, Namshi, Dine, Shishi, Dine, Namzo Jura, Dine, Zeme Jura, Dine, Tarji Jura, Dine, Pitching Majura. Tene chugus, debu chugus, what did Jebutilla? Nobody did it. That debu chugu malawaja, tamatilla, yishi chugu, lapsona, mumbartopa jay, secretary, lam jangari. What is nobody jet, mumbartopa jets, loat worry? Tamati, jojayare, nobody jet, sesona, tamati, debu chugu lap, mumbartopa jet, lapsona, tamati, yishi chugus, what was jojab.
So then the next verses give the sort of subject matter of the text, give an overview of that. And so the next two verses go over kind of the Prajnaparamita is well explained in eight categories. categories. And so again, these eight are, and I'm not going to use the overall omniscience, but rather the knowledge of all aspects, the path knowledge, the knowledge of the base or base knowledge, the realization of all aspects, the peak realizations, gradual, instantaneous, and dharma body. So here, actually, if one wants to technically make all of these into clear realizations, as the subject is purported to be, one would change the last of these not just to the Dharmakaya, but to the wisdom Dharmakaya, that resultant sort of a clear realization that characterizes the state of Buddhahood. So here we have then those eight clear realizations, which are then the subject matter of this text.
What did she? That didn't mean, Ningu Chinin Lamshini, Sigetine, Chukutzeba Tangzeba, Nambashini, Yanga Jusejo, O Tiparla, Ne Yella Jebersheva, Seore, Yella Yella Jebersheva, Ta Namjila Yimbaina, Namjila Yewat in De Yuri, Kurana Chesuit in De Yuri, Siget, Tedun Jusi, Tedun Jusigeti, Judan Jukoju, Jedan Jusum Shidan Shisigeti, Namjila Yena, Shuju.
So in these verses then it gives this kind of overview, the overview of these eight subjects, which are then characterized or comprised of 70 topics. And so I don't have this as well off the top of my head, but it is like there are 10 that characterize the first point, and then 9, and then 11, and so forth. But each of these eight categories or eight subjects is further divided into various points, which are sort of given here in a kind of overview form before getting into them in depth. So each of the various eight categories or eight subjects will then be further divided into various points, coming to 70. So here, this text then, beginning with bodhicitta desires complete enlightenment for the benefit of others. This is the first part of verse 18. This starts, and I'm going to call it the first chapter. That's not actually the word. It's like these eight, they will tend to call them the eight bodhicittas, or the eight semke. So the eight bodhicittas, or the eight occasions. And so here, this begins with the description of the category of the knowledge of all aspects, which is described by the various causes that bring it about, beginning with bodhicitta. So each of these eight are then going to be described in detail with their various points under each of them. So it begins with the knowledge of all aspects, and then we have the path knowledge, a knowledge of the basis, the sort of application in all aspects. Again, these are variously translated, but that's the fourth. Then there's peak application, there's gradual application, instantaneous application, and then finally, again, the resultant a Dharma Kaya. And these will be each individually explained throughout the text.
Begin Namjeti, Jeburu, Tamar Shevro, Namji Tambur Shevro, but Karchen Shevre, Namna, Captain Benal, Namji Tambur Shevro, Karsana, ne duja la zhuwa jiewe che tu yis, duja la zhuwa kandisi jiwe se su na, pe cha sha na, xingba te zu ge, dunga ka lodo yapo chung ye la, tong ni, dunga ka lodo yapo to tong ni, ne xingba te zu ge, ji ge ne gap su, ne xingba mambu ta ke duwa si. Ne ge, chongba te zu ge, chong ge kebo te yapo chung yungu yuwa drebu ti tong ni ge, ne chong ge duwa si. 당하라서 진상인바인바이나 그리네 롭종 제니게 롭종들 빼야고 요이나 담아지나 하나 소소 내가 야고라 내가 야고라니 나자 야고래게 요와도 대불 통네 아니 쉬 로쉬쉬게 내가 없어야 롭종 제들 빼 빼주천 제거와 디내신 제니게 남기게 좋았음지 제라 아니 내당 제다와 지신도 시 디 남기기 딱히 제발 때는 좋아 심지어 등재라 최고로 아니 고란서 삼번도 이제 최마 송교요한테 마시에 봐 임바이나 단 남기시 배우시고 또 삼네 두질 좋았기 두질 좋았기니 단 남기도 터받치나 마도 지금이 두고 삼네게 어디데 좋아요 임베 좋아기에게 채도 남기 담으시리 예수
So regarding the order of explanation, you might think, well, it's kind of strange that this begins with the knowledge of all aspects or the real omniscience of a Buddha. It would seem like this resultant omniscience should be described at the end, like if you're going in proper order. So why is it that we begin with that result? Well, we begin by describing the result because this is how you give rise to the kind of wish to attain that, the sort of joy that wants to strive to actually get that particular result. So it is like if a farmer, for example, knows what a good harvest they can get, like they see what will come, then they're going to be really motivated to plant a good crop and to take care of it well. Or if a businessman has been told that they will make a really big profit from this particular venture, they're going to want to undertake that because they realize the kind of profit that they will gain. And so too, like kids, if you tell them, you know, if you study well, you're going to be able to get this good job and you're going to be able to get these good things from having that, that's what motivates them to undertake their studies. And so too, we're going to put effort into this kind of path once we understand the benefits of the result. And so it is only a Buddha who is able to know the various dispositions and inclinations of all sentient beings and thereby teach in accordance with their needs. Like that kind of ability is something that we want to strive for. And so here, by first describing the result, this is what motivates us to seek after that. So here, having understood the kind of benefits of that state of Buddhahood, a state of omniscience, the question then becomes, well, how do we go about achieving that? And so in order to be able to develop the knowledge of all aspects, overall omniscience, one needs to have the kind of knowledge of the various paths. And so this then leads us to the second topic of the path knowledge. The path knowledge that is able to understand the various, like for one who is inclined toward the Mahayana, the sort of realizations that they have within their continuum are path knowledge. But so too, the sort of knowledge that knows what it is that one should teach to one of the hearer variety, or kind of the sort of knowledge that one develops of the various paths, these are what allows one, it is through the development of that path knowledge that one is able to get to the state of omniscience. So again, this proceeds in sort of an order based upon first seeing the benefits of the result. So then the path knowledge is really those kinds of realizations which are within the continuum of someone who is of the type of the Mahayana, inclined toward the Mahayana. But that in turn is based upon the kind of base knowledge, which is referring to the sort of paths. Again, these are consciousnesses developed within a hearer or a solitary realizer based upon they're having renunciation for samsara. So in order to develop the kind of path knowledge, the knowledge or the realizations of a bodhisattva, one needs to have prior to that a kind of real renunciation, the kind of paths or consciousnesses that have been developed by those who are pursuing their own liberation. Without that kind of renunciation, without wanting to get out of samsara, if we don't have that for ourselves, there's no way that we can wish for that for others.
Tāna korona ngi chung ki gu yu na ona korona ngi chung kintsi ki gore la ngu de ta shi ne demba shi se ge de kang ta to gore korona ngi chung ki gore che bana na demba shi se ge ta tang bo ma ran zu korwe ni mi me su gu ro ta kore ni mi me su ngu de ge ne to se chi ne ma na mi ge par ji ne wa na mi par ji ne de tu ma ti me su gu gore wo di de ge tu ma ti me se su na अनि तुंगा तुंगा जुरे तुंगा छवा तोजी के तुंगा से तुंगा सुंगति नाला संग ताऊ दे ता न्यांजो तुंगा ते सोते तेरवा सोला तुंगा रवा अनि तेंजो के मरांजो के तेंजो मीतां थामा ये तेजो ले यां सोला तुंगा ते सुयोरे तेने ये सु सुमी के तुंगा दे सोला तुंगा यो मारे ता तोजी से न्यां नामे पर छबे के छवा तोजी के तुंगा से वो दे उरे तुंगा सुंगति वो ची मोचना अने तुम्हां शिवराचा से अरु तुम्हां सुनती शिने तुम्हां सुनती शिए के तंबुत्यां रे.
So then, how is it that we are able to generate an attitude of renunciation, wanting to get out of samsara? In order to really get that attitude, we have to see the defects of samsara. By contemplating that all of this, all the way from the sort of lowest hells all the way to the peak of samsara, is all within the nature of suffering. Here we need to look at this, and this arrives in the kind of instructions on the Four Noble Truths. By first understanding no suffering, we need to understand how it is that not just those sort of abject feelings of suffering, like what hell beings and the beings in the lower realms feel, but even our current birth and those sorts of experiences of contaminated happiness are really the suffering of change. We need to come to understand that. And even in the form and formless realms beyond this desire realm, they are still plagued by the suffering of pervasive conditioning, of not having autonomy. And so it is only by realizing by looking at and investigating and seeing that all of samsara is within the nature of suffering, that we're able to generate this wish to get out of that. We have to recognize what it is, though, in order to be able to really generate an attitude of renunciation.
소소 동아 님이 통도 동아 강아체 하고 동아 쉐다 동아 딜라 소라 동아 강아체 받 나름 참하고 두두게 하고 그래 네 그래 동아세 다 칼아 디사소나 나라 강아티 체그레 칸 디사소나 나라 강아체 마라선베게 디아 만저게 그래 동아테서 미참마가 하고 그래 그래 동아데 다시 하고 그래 이나야 다 잡아도지 동아서 먼저 마세게 칼야 최고 그래 당 알아 주고 하고 사나 Sugum lute jura, sugum lute di. Lute di, Kabatuji duma dre. Kabatuji duma imbe ta karsana. Dig lute di ebe tension in Ansula. Tanta duma mesana, yanko, dig inchin in Ansula. Come, which team do I dig? Sugu dig inchin. Hakosanda, tenana, sugu my imbege, and the Tura duma, Kabatuji, Kasa, Tura duma, Tuji, Kumanamashiba, Kumbushi, and the other, you already, sugum dig in Ansula, and some lamps, haku do I dig. で、で、こう、そこにやこまいべた。だ、ので、で、やこまいべそう、ぽんぼで。で、やこまいばで、た、はこわと、はこそな、でぎまんかまてと、でかまてとさんで、でかちなたたちでまぜばちゅまじな、で、でだ、そこに、でじてべたわちゅと、さんで、さんのちてんで、た、どがもね、でしえばれた。まず、どがしえばちゃ。どがもね、でしえ。だ、でちゃうちゅと、さんで、でちゃうちゅえて。 삼타운드 랑지지 대야야야 대연되게 니나 냠뱅멘시 생기 니나 이와 어든지 직다딜라 투바 타고 되게 신에 다 군중 템바 세 타고 왔다
So here we all can recognize the kind of abject suffering of suffering situations, but this isn't what the Buddha was referring to when he said that we should know suffering. We as well are generally able to understand the kind of suffering of change. Like if we were to eat one certain food, it might make us sick, whereas if we eat something else, we'll be okay. Or if we were to continue to eat and eat and eat, that's going to change into suffering. We are able to realize that more easily. But in order to understand the suffering of pervasive conditioning, we really need to contemplate the fact that, like, right now we have this body, we have this sort of life and body. But even if we don't want to have to suffer, even if we don't want to have to change or encounter certain unfavorable situations, we have to. We have no control over what is going to happen to this body. And really, our this eye is projected onto the five aggregates, our form, feelings, discrimination, volitional formations, consciousness, all of those comprise this body that we have, or this life that we have. But really, when we talk about the kind of sufferings, we can use like our current form aggregate and think about the fact that this is not something that we have real control over. It is subject to all kinds of unwanted sufferings. And so we aren't able to like hold on to it, the kind of suffering that we experience in this life and in future lives, when we really try to find, well, where does that come from? What is the source of this? We can see that this is something that is driven by our ego grasping. There is a way to get freed from that. This is what we are really contemplating here as we contemplate the Four Noble Truths, is that it is due to, so looking at first knowing suffering and looking at the kind of source of that, we are able to see that it is our contaminated karma driven by our various afflictions, our desire and our animosity, our anger, our jealousy, and so forth, that really comes from our self-cherishing attitude. And that self-cherishing in turn comes from this kind of grasping at a self. And so it's that mistaken perception, that contaminated kind of ignorance that leads to the whole cycle of suffering. And if we are able to understand that, we have then come to an understanding of the origin of suffering.
What did you think about the mercy? tam nganzi lhengi tere tam nganzi lhengi di lo di lokshi yinpa shie shona o ta ngay di lo di lo tue dhemba re mindu lo di lo chinji lo re sha lo tunji re mindu na lo chinji lo di ta ngay mepa sotu samne ge le yungtu ta mepa soya lo ke yungtu shine di mepa sotu shona ane ma shiva yungsare deva yungsare samne ge ane kokte de tunji le ta di kokte de tunji le yungtu mepa soya de sulle ge tosana ta dame topa lo ta mishung ta tibwa chimbuna chimchu sim o te zhugun lo de kukutu samne ge nemne ge ta nge kurwa le tatu lo de ta ta nizhe gundu tarba tunji lo de tu sile yungtu mishung ki ta mishung di shuk chimbu katsu yubay te topji ane sosol kanga te tang te su cha tang cha ko yungtu digi simjin xien na yang ane ta kanga di nang xin te gore kunsu nyingji sam nyingji di ta ki gore jinti nyingji kiye di la ta nyingji di la rinpa mongbo yore ane shidib le tatu yungi nyingji di la nyingji yakshu dire shidib yorwa diba nyingi nang shidib le tatu chego yu samnega nyingji kiye suna nyingji yakshu di wala nyingjib le tatu chego samna nyingji tisi di la tisi chunga di wala kyaba tuji dunga le tatu chego tu samme dunga jana ta nyingji tanda tibba chimbyo kamle shebe nyingji chimbo se tere ta di wala ni gyurwe dunga dang sura dunga le tatu chego tu samme nyingji kiye suna nyingji tisi ta shenpa tawa dirwa wo dindar shene ta nyingji kiye nyingji kiye yungtu shene ta semgi changye de wo dindar zile yungtu da
So here, investigating again, having identified our suffering, we turn to identifying the kind of cause of that suffering. The ultimate source of our suffering is this sort of grasping at an I, and it is a mistaken kind of a mind that doesn't actually accord with reality. When we begin to investigate this, we can see that it is something that is mistaken. It is not, again, in accordance with the way that things actually are. And then we investigate, is it possible to actually remove that kind of mistaken attitude, to get rid of it such that it will never return? And this is where one investigates and comes to an understanding of the truth of cessation, that it is possible to remove that mistaken attitude by developing the antidote to it, by cultivating the antidote, which is the realization of selflessness. And so thereby, when one realizes that yes, it is possible to get out of this cycle of suffering, if we apply ourselves to the proper kind of causes, if we develop the right understanding, then we have this strong sense of renunciation, of really wanting to get out of the cycle of suffering and understanding how it is that we pursue that. And however strong is our renunciation, so too will be our feeling of compassion for other sentient beings. So we can see sort of when we move from our own sense of renunciation, when we don't have any kind of attachment to the affairs of this life or future lives for even a moment, once we have that sense for ourselves, we then look at other sentient beings. And this is where we develop compassion. And our compassion can have varying types of scope based upon our own understanding. The highest form of compassion is wishing to free other sentient beings from the sufferings that are caused by their obscurations to omniscience. We want for sentient beings the highest state of Buddhahood. Below that would be to wish for them to be free from their afflictive obscurations and from the suffering of pervasive conditioning and so forth. And lower than that would be wanting them to be freed from just like ordinary kinds of sufferings. But again, it is only based upon our own understanding of the process of samsara, wanting to get out of that and knowing that it is possible to get out of that, that we can then turn that kind of attitude toward other sentient beings and wish that they be freed from that.
Ta namzo jura sege lega karchego sena kesum je nambati dune gombege ani changsem ki kembachigla namzo jura lewre kesum namba dune gombege ani changsem ki kembachigla namzo jura o dinle gore kesum namba du gom se sona kesum kesum je nambati la kazo yore sena kesum je namba gyadang dunju tüzmiyore 언 갸다 든주 주숨 찌 근데 깨우스나 남기나 남바 갸다 주 아니 남시나 숨주 숲시 아니 시시라 니슈츠트 어디 돈베게 네 가질려고 그랬었으나 갸다 든주 찌숨 언 든주 주숨 찌소 아니 뒤네 곰세요 뒤네 곰세 뒤베제나라 시에탄데 아니 나란주 Make a wall, I am me mumble, she was done day and I'm me mumble, you are talking a magic time to meet it, did and do some better, you woman, Yenema, Tayona, Chazanke, Mikuala, to see me what Tube to Tunguru, didn't seem to come much, kissing number two in a gong level. Migo to do Mikuala to stand at Lanet, you are.
Did Tom. Gyadang katsa yore.
Junju tusun. Chatan lagu mare. Namji la gyadang ju. Namshi la sunju sopshi. Sunju sotu isi. Namshi la sunju sotu. Shishi ni shitabdu.
Yeah. So then, once one has given rise to this attitude of bodhicitta, this is the first sort of application, again, moving to the next topic of the application in all aspects, when one has then developed this attitude of bodhicitta, and it sort of like stamps, it marks all of one's activities, one then engages in meditation on these various aspects. Now, three exalted knowledges, the knowledge of all aspects, the path knowledge and the base knowledge, are in turn divided into aspects or objects of observation for a bodhisattva. So here, the numbering is a little bit different. Normally we talk about the eight categories or subjects and then the 70 topics, but this is a different set of topics that are meditated on. So there are 110 different sort of objects of observation for the knowledge of all aspects. And then when it comes to path knowledge, there are 36 different aspects. And then base knowledge has 27. So basically, here, when one kind of observes from above, you can see all of these various different things. Whereas when you're like down in something, it's harder to get that kind of overview. But here, what is being given is that sort of overview, like looking down and being able to see all of the various aspects.
What did you that? Kisun number two, come down to sit up, D, come here, D, Solam Binelos, Gumbure, that changes in but Solam Yura. Sonam Yenigapso, Chisun number Duni, Gomnegi, that Jolam Tobiondu, Shinne, Sejuru, Sigat Tobri, Semejura, Sumba, Semejurati, that Yenigapso Carsena, Chisun number Tesola, Gumjungi, Noma, Shila, Sundig Dingis, Sigat Tobiongo, Nama Chisun number Duni, Gomrava, that Peggy Jolam Trigger Negaps Leon Duke, Shinne, Semejura Tomnegi, Gunnegapso, Chisun number Tesola, Shila Sundig Dingis, Yana, Gumjungi, Noma. What did you do?
Here, again, when it comes to, then there's the application in all aspects. This is when one is beginning on the path of preparation. And then when one proceeds to the level of the path of preparation of heat, this is the point at which one initially develops a kind of a sort of experience arising from meditation, or a kind of union of calm abiding and special insight. And it is at that point that one then goes into the peak application. This is describing the sort of mental development of a practitioner. And here, when one has achieved that first kind of union of calm abiding and special insight and develops a sort of experience arising from meditation, that marks the moving into the culmination, the application,
peak application, we could say. Shinegum, surjila shine yoba lege surjila chakdon yoba o dinde nyamdo yo endu sila sunde tinge se to lebo re o te to byeongde ni a gumjungun yongwa yang topse o te de lebo gumjungun yongwa topse ya da sila sunde tinge se ming manda mo tön chigo re
Did
Solam ne go to the teenage? Solam ne go to the teenage.
So here, beginning on the path of accumulation, one begins to develop a practice of calm abiding. And so one is developing that kind of skill in calm abiding. And when one then achieves calm abiding, the kind of bliss and pliancy that arise from that, one then moves to developing the union of calm abiding and special insight. And this occurs on the path of preparation. And so the path of preparation is marked by that kind of achievement of a meditative stabilization that is the union of calm abiding and special insight, and the kind of giving rise to an experience from meditation. There are different sort of words that we use to term this, but they are synonymous.
Namza jure negap so karches in chisun number dune gombarwa. Tarje jure neo chisun number rim ki gomni. Chigni sum chari gom. Kian gyor tangi sa chuben partula, ne chisun number rim ki tinde gom dugore. Kian ta tango kali kali gom dugurwa, dine gyor tang. Dine kajigme jure negap so megi, kajigme jure di sa chuben negap so mado yo mari.
Here again, we have the four applications, and there's the application of reaching the peak. Again, that's referring to that sort of when one has had a union of calm abiding and special insight. And then there is the next of these eight topics is a sort of gradual application. And so here, this refers to the way in which a bodhisattva gradually progresses to deeper and better sort of understanding of these various topics. So they sort of they meditate on these again and again and again, deepening one's understanding over the course of the various grounds. And then one gets to the point of instantaneous application. And so instantaneous application is really only on the 10th ground. And this is referring to the moment prior to achieving full Buddhahood. So here, once one has gotten to that point, you have the ability to arise from and enter into meditative stabilization in the amount of time of sort of a finger snap. So that kind of instantaneous application refers to those bodhisattvas on the 10th ground, right prior to achieving the result of Buddhahood and the Dharmakaya, which then comes in the 8th point.
Odisenda, big tamadi tebuchu tola, in tebuchu jetla, anya, caps, cassetilla, tangomazo cap jesseva, antic tusha cassella, the mountain of tosin, cap troops wet in the yore, cap troops to dugi, chimbasum booty chicche, jurassic retta, tebuchu, gang chicchene, cap troops of as yore, the young jetel dozen, duritanigi, and sumasuni cap sumasuni yore, ne. Kimbasum capsulasu, Jurassic capsulasu, Tebuchu was Juni cap, Sumsun at the Ure. That was to just a survey, Meba, Tevaeva Wantane, Capke, Captu, Capsumse, what in the Ure? And it didn't
eat Captu young herson another.
Captu de, Kimbasum booty capsulasu, Jurassic with the red, sir.
No,
not yet, didn't Tebuchura.
So there are many sort of different ways of summarizing or presenting these based upon the various needs of disciples. So here, for those that might want a shorter, slightly shorter list, instead of eight topics, they put the first three, the three exalted knowledges, into a single topic. And then you have the four applications as individual topics. And then finally, the sixth would be then the resultant Dharmakaya. And so that makes six. And then there's the way of just subsuming these into three categories. So the three knowledges, the four applications being one category, and then the one resultant body. So there are sort of different ways of summarizing these based upon the various needs of disciples. So we'll stop there. Thank you. If there are any questions. Yeah.
When the Bodhisattva is engaged in meditation, on the path of meditation, in focusing on, giving and so on and so forth, does the Bodhisattva engage in analytic meditation on each of the topics progressively, or is the Bodhisattva involved in meditation, which is direct perception, awareness, and meditative effort?
So you're talking about bodhisattvas who are on the path of meditation when they are moving between grounds, or?
Right. As I understood, Krishna was talking about in terms of the bodhisattva working through the development of understanding and so on and so forth.
Okay. The 먼저 지단 고맘기 갑수 다사 리리리니 포고로와
고맘
고맘기 갑수로와 아니 사 리리리라 냠샤기 갑수 통니 세치도 미야마도 다 샘바 제곰 제기르베스
아니 다 동일의 세치도 냠바 세베가서 고란 lo khurang ki tongpa nila ane chekum tsu ne deo re lo ngondu juye de tongpa nila tse chudu nyamra shiba nyamsha yishi khurang lo ngondu ju de re chengju gu sem tang jachewe lamje rimbyo rimba jiyo ra lamje rimba te zu pala nyave tsu chi khurang mingunbe tsu chi nega mingunbe tsu chi pakcha rangla mayimba chi pala nyave tsu chi yite lo ngondu juye de karasana tongpa nila tse chudu nyamra nyamsha yishi ngondu juru 디나 제곰 유거로서는 제곰 유거로서 뭐 그런 제곰 지별로 낙동 양도 유거 그런 낙동 그래
이네 다 제곰이 시 만자 유거베스 다사
사레레레레레레 양면자 무슨 유형 말
So here if I'm understanding the question correctly, when one is talking about the kind of movement from along in the path of meditation, we have the various grounds, and the way in which a bodhisattva actually like progresses through those grounds is in the context of meditative equipoise. So the movement between grounds happens in that session of meditative equipoise. And so for a bodhisattva that is in that kind of meditative equipoise, what is sort of manifest or what is there is just that realization of emptiness. All of the other kinds of, like, even their bodhicitta and any other sort of conventional thoughts are in a latent sort of a state, and they are remaining single-pointedly focused on emptiness. But it is also, again, because these bodhisattvas are progressing through meditative equipoise wherein it is a union of calm abiding and special insight, although it is really like just that emptiness that is manifest there, they are engaging in analysis. It's not analysis with respect to like some different topic, but it's a union of calm abiding and special insight. So it's not just that single-pointed placement, but they are engaging in analysis. And I asked if the sort of topic of analysis would then be different, and he said not in particular. I mean, again, the primary sort of method side is happening during the periods of subsequent attainment, not in that meditative equipoise. So does that get the question? Okay. So the kind of way that this progression happens is, again, when one first enters into this meditative equipoise, at the point where one is going to attain the path of seeing, the path of seeing is marked by developing what we call an uninterrupted path that is acting as an antidote for those intellectually acquired grasping at true existence or grasping at a self. And that uninterrupted path, that mental pathway, has the ability to act as an antidote to then give rise to that path of liberation in which one has removed all of those artificial kinds or intellectually acquired types of grasping. And then from that point on, one is dealing with that innate grasping at true existence. And so it's like, if you're to sort of apportion this out, each level that one progresses through is dealing with a different part of that grasping at true existence, according to the Prasangika, because you'd really sort of like apportion it up until the seventh round, wherein one has removed that manifest, like the actual grasping at true existence completely, and then one is just tackling the kind of imprints of that. But essentially, one is with each uninterrupted path that one develops in the context of meditative equipoise, developing the antidote to like one part, one piece of that innate grasping, and removing more and more subtle parts of it until finally then it's completely removed. Yeah. If there was an and in there to make it seem like separate things, that's on me, that's wrong. I mean, they're synonymous. So, but just to clarify, but Sangyegi Kobang Tobyada Chuku Chikpara wa?
Mingmandata Chikpara.
So, I mean, it's different names, like the state of Buddhahood or the Dharmakaya. That's like two names for the same thing. Does that?
So there's different Buddha bodies, and what's the difference? What's Dharmakaya and Rupakaya?
Yes.
Why do you have different ones?
Different bodies.
So Yeah, when it comes to the four Buddha bodies, they can all be sort of subsumed into the Dharmakaya, which is, you could say, another name for Buddhahood. But really, the four, normally, I mean, we can divide them. There's sometimes three, four, five, but let's go with four. So here, when we have, first, the first basic division is into Rupakaya, which means form body, versus Dharmakaya, which we usually translate as truth body. And so the truth body, or the Dharmakaya, which is comprised of the wisdom Dharmakaya and then the nature Dharmakaya, are really sort of qualities of mind. There is that quality of natural purity and the quality of the kind of realizations that one has developed. So that's what is the truth body is really referring to, those qualities of mind. And form bodies are referring to the bodies that Buddhas can sort of manifest as, that appear as like an ordinary person's form. That's the only way that they're able to interact with disciples, as the Dharmakaya is really like mind. But when it comes to then the form bodies, the Nirmanakaya, the emanation body, and the Sambhogakaya, the enjoyment body, these are all aspects of the truth body, so they can all sort of be contained or subsumed into that one category of the truth body. Does that?
Yeah. Ani ta chiu me sere na sangaya tuji ta tirang zo sungju ke tamare. Ani kiram zo yin bayi na ya ani kumsing ke tulah ani saja tuasa ani lojo chola penye yore misko chola penye yore. Nikibu yungatang, ayin labar tutanda kasan sabubula pe mayunga pe maduke kashi yore kunzo yimbena. Ani andati kasa, losa tang, ani yishu tunga ki tuzile ya, tsangmala ikibu yungayu. Rewachigi, ani dine lo sabagla ya, anzo ya, jik debo tangme nana kaga huudu ne, samye zonyege, rewatangme tushigu yu, shui, tsangmala tushitile ya, tuchina.
So, as we're probably done with questions for the day, I just want to say thank you to all of you. This is the last teaching for the year, so I would like to wish you all a sort of happy break wherever you may go. Some of you travel to different places like Mexico and so forth. Have a good break and have a good happy new year and happy Christmas and all of that. I look forward to when we get together again, and I hope that all of you stay well and happy over our break time. So please take good care of your physical health and take good care of your mental health as well. So.